So today we have Worldwide Foundation's Executive Director Mike Reuter talking about Everyone Deserves Digital campaign that they're running right now, and also some Worldwide Foundation updates, some initiatives that they're doing across the globe. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of the most cosmopolitan people on planet Earth, Mr. Mike Reuter from World Council Credit Union League. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. How are things in your neck of the woods? Everything A-okay?
Everything's good. Just staying homebound, staying safe, and continuing to help support the global credit union movement from the comfort of our homes.
That's right. That's what we got to do these days.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're talking about the topic of today's conversation, actually. Everyone Deserves Digital, it's a campaign that you guys are running. And then we're going to address some Worldwide Foundation updates as well.
Sure.
So to start out with, tell us more about this campaign, Everyone Deserves Digital. It sounds like, obviously COVID-19 crisis is further mm-hmm. exposing a majority of disparity between credit unions that offer digital financial services and those that do not. So what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, through the World Council's work of credit union development, we see, digital transformation is obviously a common link that all credit unions are tapped into one way or the other. And I think what COVID-19 has done is it's really shined a little bit of a brighter spotlight on those credit unions that have full digital capacity and those that don't, quite honestly. Right. And, the foundation, the Worldwide Foundation's work is rooted in philanthropy and charitable causes and charitable work. And one of the things that we found as we've reached out to all of our member associations of the World Council is that there are quite a few, credit union systems whose credit union members aren't fully digitized up. And, their members and their staff, their frontline staff are profoundly impacted by the challenges that COVID is presenting. Things like, health of both the member and the frontline staff member when they're conducting face-to-face business, because the credit union unfortunately doesn't have mobile technology or still has to provide that kind of brick and mortar branch experience, during the COVID, during the COVID crisis. So what Everybody Deserves Digital is all about is it's really not too much of a departure from our messaging from the past. It's just more of a focused, nuanced message about this is why digitizing all credit unions around the world is so vital, mm-hmm. because they can then be equipped at a moment's notice to transition to an all digital delivery if they need to for a time being, and put their brick and mortar and their face-to-face customer experience on hold while something like COVID is affecting all of us. But then it's obviously going to accelerate the credit union's ability to stay digital then into the future and stay competitive, right?
Yeah.
So it's really, hasn't really been a departure from our message of the importance of digital transformation in the past. It's just, we're really zeroing in. We do a lot of credit union development work, but we're really zeroing in now through the foundation with the digital transformation message through this campaign.
Yeah, because there's been a massive acceleration toward digital ever since this whole thing started.
Right.
People are like, because I remember people talking about, my digital transformation journey was kind of a marathon. Now it's turned into a sprint.
Yep.
So you got to do it to kind of maintain and keep up, right?
Right. Stay relevant. I mean, really, stay relevant and providing value and safety, quite honestly. I mean, that's the whole message of Everyone Deserves Digital. It's again, COVID-19 just really shines such a spotlight on the health issues and the safety issues of both member and staff member alike. So it's really important.
So what do you guys want to achieve overall? I mean, who's it targeting and, all that type of stuff.
So, I mean, the foundation has its core, a very special group of core donors, credit unions, individuals, QSOs, who can have continued to support us year to year to year. And, it's obviously a key message to them and showing them that we're zeroing in during this time period, really for the most of 2020 probably, focusing in on the digital transformation piece. The other piece of that is obviously just sharing with the industry, our global focus. The foundation supports World Council's you know, mission of helping to expand and serve the global credit union community. So we're doing our part to help focus in on the digital transformation side by complementing with our project development teams. So yeah, it's more of an awareness message than than a fundraising campaign. I mean, our fundraising program has performed really well up to this point in 2020. So that tells us that the message of the Everyone Deserves Digital campaign is resonating really, really positively. Good. And that it just makes good business sense, but more importantly, it's good health and good safety and people sense, right? It's keeping members and staff safe alike. So
completely. And so what channels are you guys using for this message? How are you guys getting it out there to folks?
Yep. I mean, the channels that I'm sure everyone is using too, you know, the campaign portal is on our website, and then we're updating with stories of digital transformation, what's going on in our currently active credit union development projects by region. So this last month of June, we're just wrapping up a focus on Africa. And then in July, we'll be focusing in on our European partnerships. Oh, cool. So digital transformation is that thread that weaves through each of the regions that we spotlight each month. So we'll have the information that we can get from the ground in real time from our European partners. We'll start to post those in the form of social media posts through Twitter and Facebook, as well as a blog post. And then we'll also be digging into our vault and kind of taking a look back in the past to kind of do a past and present and even a future perspective. So it's really been exciting. It's been good partnerships with our global partners.
Also, stories are the things that really move the needle. I mean, we can talk about this, blue in the face, but when people see the actual stories and see how it's actually working, go, oh, we need to do that.
Right. One of the banner images for this Everyone Deserves Digital campaign is a picture I selected that we got from the Caribbean Confederation of Credit Unions, where there's a woman standing in front of her, the entrance to her credit union. She's wearing a mask. And 6 feet apart are her citizens, her fellow neighbors who are standing 6 feet apart on the street in the sidewalk waiting to get into their credit union because, you know, there's the credit union, you know, doesn't have digital or doesn't have the digital capacity to have those people stay at home and access their services. So it really is a stark reminder of how important digital truly is.
Indeed. Indeed. And so how can credit unions get involved to kind of help out? Obviously go to the website or what can they do?
So just spreading the importance and the awareness of, you know, global digitization of credit unions everywhere, I think is the easiest step. The second step obviously is, you know, the financial support that our donors and contributors to the Worldwide Foundation on an annual basis, that funnels directly into our project development program. So as more donations come in through the Worldwide Foundation, it gives our project development teams more ammunition to continue to expand existing programs, start new ones, and just continue that engine of credit union development churning around the world. Yeah. And then there is a second segment, and I know you and I've talked about in the past, you know, Project Stormbreak, which was founded almost a year ago in the Bahamas when we had the World Credit Union Conference.
Yeah.
That fund is currently active and has been providing credit union systems with PPE grants. So credit union systems whose credit union employees, frontline staff, are deficient in PPE supplies, masks, sanitizers, that kind of thing. You know, we've been sending them mini grants in a range of $15,000 to $20,000 a piece to equip credit unions with the ability to purchase those supplies to keep their staff and members safe during this period.
Very cool. Yeah, that kind of segues to my next question. Is like, what are some other things? What are some other initiatives that you guys are doing? And because I'm getting emails from you guys every week.
Something
you're doing on the globe.
Yeah, no, it's truly, I mean, the immediate needs has really been focused around the Project Stormbreak grants. And so, you know, we've leveraged Dr. Brian Branch, our CEO, as you know, he's constantly in contact with all of the World Council's trade association members, so all those credit union systems, and really, you know, keeping the pulse on what are the needs out there for the immediate needs of members, staff, and credit union staff and credit unions as institutions. And one of the big responses has been, you know, some of us are deficient of PPE supplies. It's just really difficult to source those on the ground, or they're really expensive. We unfortunately financially can't afford it. So Brian and I had a discussion, and we realized that it was really important to reactivate Project Stormbreak to address this immediate need. So we've done that in the Ukraine. So the Ukrainian system was closed for about 3 or 4 days back in, this was now, you know, early, I believe late March, early April. And now, you know, because of the PPE grant, you know, they were able to, that was a part of the reason that they were able to reopen up and continue to serve their membership. So So that system has been served with PPE supplies, as well as the Caribbean system has been served. So I'm working really closely with Denise Garfield at the Caribbean Confederation of Credit Unions to get her island credit union system members the financing that they need to be able to purchase either on the ground or from international sources, mm-hmm. PPE equipment.
So, yeah, because credit unions are a necessary service for folks out there. And this makes it even more so if they are supplying folks out there with these much needed supplies as well. Not only can you manage your finances, which is extremely important, obviously, but gosh, we're handing out these vital materials to keep you safe as well. So,
So those are from the foundation's perspective, that's been the big short-term push is to try to get out as much PPE supplies as we can through these mini grants. And then the medium to long-term is more looking at the digitization, helping to establish a digitization strategy for our credit union members. And that's obviously been spearheaded by Brian and by our project development teams.
Indeed. What do you see coming up in the fall? Because things are still very, as we've seen on the news and everything, things are still very uncertain. This isn't a cakewalk into the reopening process. This is going to be a rocky road for sure. So what do you guys see going down the line into the fall, into the winter? Are you able to even forecast that or look that far down the line with what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, our forecast is more of, we're taking a conservative approach, obviously with travel and outreach. We've demonstrated an ability to really stay connected with our trade association members and our foundation supporters through this virtual, this virtual world that we now live in.
No doubt.
What we're doing is we're pivoting, like I think all of our colleagues are across the credit union landscape, we're pivoting to virtual strategies, virtual approaches. And that extends to our Global Women's Leadership Network. They've got a virtual fundraiser, Pay to Not Play, that's coming up. That was supposed to take place on the ground at the World Moving Conference in Los Angeles. That's now taking place fully virtual. You've got our YCUP program, our World Young Credit Union Professionals program, doing a virtual youth summit during the same stretch of time that we were going to have the Los Angeles conference.
Mm-hmm.
You've got our Global Classroom peer-to-peer educational program that is predicated on, connecting international delegations of credit union professionals to domestic delegations in on the ground at a credit union or in a city, in a U.S. city. Mm-hmm. Well, that's now all being pivoted to virtual in a really exciting model that is still going to connect credit unions from around the world to U.S. credit unions together. So that's really going to be an exciting development. And, for us at the foundation, it's just continuing to, like you said earlier, just convey the stories, convey the individual stories of the individual members and staff who are being protected through the support and the volunteerism and the generosity of this special group of donors that we have at the Worldwide Foundation. So that's, and obviously this time, I think a lot of people are taking advantage of this time to take a couple steps back and spend more time with family, but also to kind of try to use their own crystal balls to see where the industry is going, where our world is going, and to pivot appropriately and to stay relevant, right? And just continue to transform lives. So
A day-by-day process, for sure. But you guys are doing tremendous work there, as you usually do. So
thanks, Mike.
Pat yourself on the back, because you guys are just really ramping it up for doing some great stuff around the globe. So we appreciate that for sure.
Yeah.
And any other messages that you want to get out there to wrap up? Any other words of wisdom here?
I think gratitude comes to my mind, for those foundation supporters that are watching this, that will watch this, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to continue to move the needle on growing the global credit union movement. It's an added dimensional challenge not to be out there on the ground visiting and helping, support our credit union members. We're having to do everything virtual. So thank you for those that do support, and for those that have the capacity to still do so, we hope that you'll consider, extending a hand to help move the needle on developing the global movement around the world. So
I think it's obviously it's important 24/7, but I think even now, I think it's even more important now than ever to really get involved and keep that momentum going. So
yeah,
good stuff, sir. And I keep thinking about, gosh, the conference is just basically a month away,
I know.
So in LA.
But it'll be in Glasgow it'll be in Glasgow in 2021. So start booking your tickets.
All righty. I'm on it, man.
All right.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. I know you're a super busy guy. Appreciate the time as always and keep up the good work there. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Mike. Stay safe as well.
I will.